All right, friends, what's up? Welcome back to Side Hustle School. Welcome as well to a brand new month. This is episode 2831. I'm so excited to make the show for you every day. Would love to know what's going on with you, what your struggles and challenges are. And of course, I'm going to keep bringing you tips, answers to questions, case studies, ideas, stories, all kinds of inspiration to help you grow your side hustle, start or grow your side hustle, I should say. We have people out there doing all kinds of interesting things. Today, we're going to hear from a listener in Boulder, Colorado. Her side hustle is growing, and she's reached the point where she needs to build a remote team. So what is that like? What's it about? How can you find and hire reliable remote workers? Keep your costs down, but also keep your remote workers motivated and aligned with goals. Manage communication across different time zones. Let's talk about the best way to do this, or at least one best way to do it. Thanks for tuning in today. The detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Hello, I'm calling from Boulder, Colorado. My side hustle is really growing, and I've reached the point where I need to build a remote team. How do I go about finding and hiring reliable remote workers? And once I have them, what's the best way to keep everyone motivated and aligned with our goals? Any tips on the best tools and practices would be fantastic. Also, how can I manage communication effectively across different time zones and ensure we stay productive?
Well, there's some good news. Building a remote team has gotten a lot easier in recent years. I guess partly because of the pandemic, of course, as everyone learned to work remotely. But that coincided, of course, with lots of technological advancements, lots more familiarity with some specific job platforms, which I'll mention in just a moment. And it's also just kind of lower stakes in terms of going to hire some people, especially if you're hiring part-timers, freelancers, which I always recommend most people do when they're moving in this direction. And then, of course, if you have lots of money and things are going well and you're building a sustainable business, you can look at doing something else. But when you're getting started, you want to look at some job platforms like Upwork, of course, onlinejobs.ph. That specializes in remote workers from the Philippines. We've actually featured that guy on the podcast a couple of times. He has built a million-dollar business, basically facilitating workers from the Philippines, maybe some other areas now, I'm not sure. And employers and small business owners, executives, other people around the world who are looking for help. You can get some really competent workers there. And of course, it can be an affordable price point as well. Now, it does come with some issues. So it's something you want to spend a good amount of time diving into and studying up on. You don't want to just go out tomorrow and hire somebody remotely without having ever done this before, at least if you want to succeed in the long term. So it's going to take time and effort and regular check-ins and an onboarding process and just frequent communication. If you're the kind of person who tends to disappear, which is like me, kind of, I tend to work better by myself and I sometimes don't always check in with people as often as I should. That's not great. So it's something, especially in the beginning, you want to pay close attention to. In terms of managing communication across time zones, well, it's good to have these like weekly sync meetings or, you know, video check-ins and such. But a lot of work can be done in an asynchronous method these days where you work on the time that's good for you and other people work on the time that's good for them. And as long as you have some general understanding and expectations of when work will be done, then that can work well for everyone. So I think that's less of a problem than the onboarding process, getting the right people in place to start with, and just kind of building out the structure that your business is going to need to move to this kind of operating method. So it's not a small thing, but it definitely can help you grow. Good luck, listeners. Wishing you well, as always. If you have a question or a comment, you know where to go. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. A bunch of resources there. We're also working on some special things for the end of the year as we approach that, which is crazy. Can't believe how time flies. But I'm so happy to make the show for you every day. As noted, episode 2831. New episode comes out tomorrow, always completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.